The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Yeah, back in the ancient texts of Buddhism, they use an analogy. I guess some of the cities back then were walled cities for defense, and there would be a gate going into the city, and there would be a guard, doorman or something, standing at the gate. And whoever came into the city would have to go through the gate and would have to go by the gatekeeper. And the gatekeeper's job was to decide who could come in and who can come out. So outside the city walls, there's a vast, vast world. But whatever the world of beings, people and animals that are up in that vast world, they all have to funnel through the gate to come into the city, which maybe is somewhat big. So that analogy is used for the human person, in that we have this vast world of experiences that we can have, be in the world, and all these things can happen and experiences. And then we have this inner city, inner life, ecology, and everything that happens in the world has to, one way or the other, go through a funnel, a gate. And if you stand or sit at the gate, then you could watch everything that comes in and out, and you could have some choice about what you allow in, what you allow out, what you do with what comes. And so the gate of experience is called, or actually the six gates are said to be the six sense gates, sense doors. So no matter how complex and whatever the experience in the world is that you're part of, the event you're part of, it's all funnels through your eyes, your ears, your nose, your tongue, your tactile sensibility to feel through your body, and then they say also through the door of the mind. We can watch your thoughts and ideas, reactions. And the idea in mindfulness practice is to, in a sense, be like the gatekeeper and sit at that junction, at that funnel, where everything comes and goes. And so it's not, that's one of the reasons why we're training ourselves to be in the present moment, because that's where the things come in and out through our, and there's nothing that we can experience outside of experiencing through those six senses. Some of us spend an inordinate amount of time in the city, inside, and so it's the mind door that sees what's going on inside. Some of us spend an inordinate amount of time out into the world, kind of, or in the, you know. But very few of us spend time actually sitting there at the junction, sitting there at the gate, and watching what comes in and out. And so this is the kind of the function of mindfulness, is to place us right there, because that's the place where we have the most choice and the most wisdom can arise about what actually is going on in our life, what's actually happening. Where do we build our cities? So something happens, you hear a sound, and the sound comes in through the ear gate, and then in that inner city that you have, you start building a story about the sound. And that story might be accurate or it might not be accurate. Even if you make a simple story, that's the sound of Gil clapping his hands, then you can start building that. And it could be that Gil is applauding everyone's meditation today. But it was only one clap, so you probably didn't, you know, it wasn't as loud an applause as it could have done. And why wasn't he applauding my meditation? And then off the mind wanders into this world of speculation, which is, you know, lost, you get lost in the alleys of the city. But the idea is to watch right there and see what happens and decide what we do, how simple to stay with the experience. So that is the practice analogy from the ancient world. I don't know exactly how it would function here, but in the modern world, what a similar thing would be, because we don't have city gates and gatekeepers. But I suppose anybody comes visits you at your house goes through your door. They ring their doorbell, and so you can sit there and watch and let them in and out. So you might, during this day, next hour and a half, practice with this analogy and see if you can watch, see what it's like to kind of stay really up right there at that junction, at that meeting place where your gate is, and see if, and you have to be in the present moment for that, so watch what happens, watch what goes on if you stay connected to that simplicity of where things are seen, heard, smelled, tasted, touched, the tactile world, and also, at the, interestingly enough, the mind gate. You have a thought, and you have to know that you think. And that's considered a gate, that knowing. That, and see what happens to you if you stay there at that point. So thank you.